In 1492, the fortress was founded on the bank of the Narva River on the border with the Livonian Order at the order of Tsar Ivan III, and it was named Ivangorod after him. 5 months later, the Russians erected a quadrangular fortification with square towers in the corners. According to the chronicles, the work was supervised by the boyar Yakov Zakharin, who was a minion of Ivan III. However, there is some data confirming the fact that an unknown Italian architect also took part in the process of construction. In the history of Russian defensive architecture, Ivangorod was the first strictly regular fortress, which was square in plain view. The length of its sides were 40 meters, and its total area was only 1,600 meters square. Initially, the fortress was planned as a citadel, the primary military outpost of a huge fortress complex. When the quadrangular fortress was built, the holy image, cladding of a reddish limestone, was used, i.e. the bedding stones were cladded. The only part of the wall of the citadel with two towers incorporated in the curtain wall of the large boyar city survives to the present day. Only ruins are left of other walls. Looking on the remaining sections of the walls, it can be assumed that they were three-storied and had wide arched embrasures. 4 years after it had been founded, Ivangorod took the first fall. The Swedish troops coming by the river robbed the castle and destroyed all the city defenders. This event made Ivan III build a large boyar city within the shortest time period possible and made the walls of the citadel higher, in which end were crowned with shallow-tailed embattlements. In the beginning of the 16th century, the quadrangular fortress ended up being inside the castle that had been built around it. The fortress retained its military function as a citadel until the beginning of the 17th century.